chapter, we'll begin reading with the 17th verse. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 17. Now, let me give a little bit of background to this passage. As you remember and recall that
King Saul had been in his last battle. They were defeated by the Philistines. And they had been defeated, and Saul ended up falling on his sword. He'd asked someone to kill him, so Saul fell on his own sword. And we find that some of his other sons lost their lives in that battle as well. Jonathan died in that battle. He did have a son that was still living, though, and we will read about him, or I'll touch on him. Ishbosheth was made king of Israel after Saul's death. Now, many times we remember and think that David became king over all of Israel after Saul died. That was not the case. Ishbosheth, Saul's son, became king over most of the tribes of Israel. But David became king over the tribe of Judah. So for 7.5 years, David was king over Judah, but not over most of the other tribes of Israel. And there began to be a war, if you will recall your history. There was a civil war, if you will. There was a war between King David and King Ishbosheth. Until finally, Ishbosheth's general went over to David's side, and that was began to be the fall of Ishbosheth's power until he died, and the other tribes of Israel came to David and wanted him to be their king. And then David became king over Israel. But I want us to remember as we read this story this morning that David did not become king over all of Israel immediately. For 7.5 years, he was just king over the tribe of Judah. And so there was a period of waiting. Verse 17, it said, "But when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek David, and David heard of it and went down to the hold. The Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim." Now I want us to understand and keep in mind now this morning that David had just been anointed king over all of Israel. And it didn't happen overnight, but the Philistines, when they heard that David was now going to be king over all of Israel, while he was still weak, while he was in the beginning of his kingship, they said, "Now's the time to go and do battle against them." In other words, don't give him time to get things in order in the kingdom. Do you recognize the devil still fights that way today? The devil does not come usually... You might hand me that water, man. The devil does not usually come at our strongest points. The enemy comes usually when we are in a weakened condition, is when the devil tries to come into our valley. And we just need to recognize the devil is going to fight us at our weakest moments, and so we need to stay close to God. When we're in times of physical weakness, when we get tired, do you recognize when you get the most frustrated usually? Heard in the adult Sunday school talking about being, you know, frustrations. When do you normally feel the most frustrated? Usually when we're the most worn out, right? When we start getting tired, it's easier just to start being a little shorter maybe. Maybe not quite as patient as we ought to be. At our times of when we're tired, times that you've physically been sick, times that you have maybe had a lot of activity going on, and then when the activity stops and all of a sudden things get quiet, seems like the devil likes to come in at those moments. The devil does not fight fair. He's going to come at our weakest moments just like he did here. Well, the devil is going to fight us just like the Philistines came to David at this time. But in verse 19, David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go up to the Philistines? Wilt thou deliver them into my hand?" And the Lord said unto David, "Go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thine hand." When the devil comes and tempts us, when we have decisions to make in life, I want to encourage us to do as David did and inquire of the Lord. David did not always inquire of the Lord, and we read about him when he didn't inquire of the Lord, he got in trouble. Is not that the same with us this morning? The times that we just move out in our own wisdom, in our own understanding, maybe in our own response of the flesh, we start getting in trouble. But in times of question, in times of difficulty, in times where we don't know what to do, let's inquire of the Lord. And not just come to the Lord and say, Lord, would you bless me in what I'm going to do? Lord, this is what I'm doing. Now, Lord, would your blessings be upon me? Wrong kind of prayer, isn't it? David came and said, Lord, shall I go up to the Philistines? And you know, that almost seems like a no-brainer. The enemy is in my valley. What do you do when the enemy comes in your valley? You draw your sword and you move out as quickly as possible. That's human thinking. But here, David did not do what was instinctive to a man of war. David was a skilled man of war, but he instinctively did not go out to battle. He crucified the flesh, and he asked the Lord, Lord, shall I go out? We are going to save ourselves, and again, all of us, but young people and children, you will save yourself a lot of heartache if you will inquire of the Lord. We are faced with important decisions, and sometimes it seems the most important decisions we make in life are made when it seemingly is that we're least qualified to make it. What am I going to do for a job? Who am I going to marry? Where am I going to live? Important decisions making. You don't have a lot of life experience. But God ordained it that way. The Lord made it that way. But we will save ourselves a lot of trouble if we'll inquire of the Lord. Lord, this is who I'm marrying. Now, will you bless me? No, Lord, would you guide me and would you lead me? Would you show me what to do? Lord, where do you want me to live? Lord, would you direct my life? Lord, would you order my steps? God has a divine plan for each and every one of us. And the Lord has His plan is not going to cause you trouble. His plan is what's going to be best for you in your life. The Lord is not trying to place all of us in the same mold. Zachary and I were talking about this the other night. I said, we are not. God is not. You're not me and I'm not you. Your call is not my call. My call is not yours. The Lord knows all of our individual strengths and weaknesses. We all have individual personalities. I've seen parents that have tried to have their children be just like them. In other words, if I'm a mechanic, you be a mechanic. If I'm a minister, guess what, boys? No! Because all of us have different calls in life. There's different interests. And the Lord gives us some flexibility within those choices. But we need to inquire of the Lord because God knows the future. I don't know what tomorrow holds, and the Lord sees down the road. Oh, this is one, I didn't know we were going here this morning. This is one of the other reasons why people need to be very careful about matchmaking with their children. I remember my father asked a man who used to be amongst the saints. He had a lot of marriage difficulties, and that's a whole other story, but my father asked him, he said, give me some advice. He said, tell me, give me some advice as a parent. He said, don't matchmake with your children. Oh, this is the perfect one. I mean, this, she or he would just match your personality, and this is just, but maybe that's mommy and daddy's desire, and maybe that's not what the Lord has in mind. Now, on the other side of that, young people don't think, oh, mom and dad, what they say doesn't matter. No, you listen to counsel and take and be learned from them. There's good counsel. But I've seen parents try to actually push people together. And when that happens, folks, a lot of times it doesn't end well. I don't want that kind of responsibility. But what we can do is give sound advice. And when we see that there's reasons not to get together, point them out. Be faithful to share, and young people, listen and take counsel. It's a good thing before you go out and start looking at someone to look at their parents, look at the relationships, look at their spiritual life most importantly. Go to your parents. What do you think about this person? There are some things they may know about some situations that you don't know. It was also in counsel to us, and I believe there's some wisdom in it. You go to those that know them before you get married. You know, sometimes people can put up a pretty good front. Well, that's maybe a message for another day. But be careful. Inquire of the Lord. Ask the Lord. Seek the Lord. And so David said, "Shall I go?" And then he asked another question. He said, "Will you deliver them into my hand?" In other words, you know, sometimes the Lord might have said, "Yes, you go out to battle, but no, you're going to lose it." Do you know that God told the prophet that one time? He told him, he said, "Go take the message to the people. Oh, and by the way, they're not going to listen to you." That's hard. The Lord gives a message and you know people won't like it. The Lord's given me that before. He said, "Lord, then I'd be better served not to preach it." But this isn't about what's serving us now. This is, "Lord, I want your will. I want your purpose to be accomplished." Folks, we need to inquire of the Lord. The results, the Lord will deal with the results if we will be faithful to only move in the order of the Spirit of God. "Lord, shall I go?" And the Lord said, "David, unto David, go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thine hand." You know that if we will show honor and reverence to God as our God. See, David could have said, "I'm skilled in battle. I know the lay of the land. Been around the block a few times." And no, he inquired of the Lord. You know, that does God honor when we'll come to Him. The way of man is not, it's not in ourself to direct our steps this morning. We need the Lord's guidance. His ways are higher than our ways. But understand, His ways are not in opposition to us this morning. It is a trick of the enemy, young people, to make us think sometimes that it seems like that I have no freedom if I serve the Lord. If I follow the Lord's way, it just seems like that I'm just bound and I can't do that and can't do this. You will have the best that life has to offer if you will follow the Lord. It doesn't mean that it's free from heartache. It doesn't mean that life is always going to be roses, but do you know, again, I'd rather go through the troubles of life with God than without Him. So inquire of the Lord, "Lord, what wouldst thou have me to do?" And David said, "Go up. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to deliver him into your hands." Lord, give us that kind of dependency on the Lord. Not being pressured by circumstances around us. Not being pressured. I think about how Jehoshaphat, the scripture says over in 2 Chronicles, that the Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the way of his father David and sought not Balaam. But he sought the Lord God and walked in his commandments and not after the doings of Israel. In other words, instead of looking, kind of seeing what everybody else is doing, saying, "Okay, I'm going to adjust my life based on their expectations and what everybody else is doing," he came and he sought the Lord. Folks, if we seek the Lord, it will keep us from trouble. And I'm probably going to say it again. We will save ourselves a lot of heartache in life. Young people, listen to those that are older, and some of them will say, "Don't do it because I did that and I'm reaping from it today. Now I feel ashamed, and this is the penalty of doing that." Say, "I have regrets in life." Spare yourself regrets, young people, and be willing to listen to your elders. Listen to your parents. Don't be so quick sometimes maybe to discount mom and dad. And they're just of another generation. They don't understand me. Oh, young people and children, we were your age one too. And it's because of love that we want to see you spared some of the heartache. But the answer is going to be found in the Lord. Inquire of Him and seek His way. Walk after the way of holiness and you're going to be blessed. But let's not just go after the way of Israel. But let's follow the way of our Father. Let's seek after the Lord God. Seeking with Him with our whole heart. This is why it's so important for us to pray. Prayer is more than just saying a few words. Prayer, there's a heart of prayer that, Lord, I have decisions. And I know I've addressed the young people, but do you know that as we begin getting older, if we're not careful, we can begin to start to feel self-sufficient. Older folks, however old we are, we need the Lord every day to direct our steps. And if we get in a place we think, I have been around a while, well, this is what you do. Have we stopped and said, Lord, would you direct my steps? Lord, would you guide me? Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, help us to depend on His strength. Let's not go it alone this morning. When the enemy comes in, like the Philistines, let's not go it alone. I can't make it by myself this morning, saints. I need the Lord. But I need Him to tell me where to go and how to go and when to go. So I'm going to have to start saying, Lord, I need you to direct my steps. God is faithful. Verse 20, it said, and David came to Bel-Perazim, and David smote them there and said, now listen, who smote the enemy? David did. David smote the enemy, but listen to what he said then. He smote them there and said, The Lord hath broken forth upon mine enemies before me as the breach of the water. Therefore he called the name of that place Bel-Perazim. The Lord did this. He was the one that went out to battle, and he said, well, just another victory. Now you can talk about Saul killing his thousands and David his 10,000s now. You can say, I've killed my 100,000s because I've gone out and slain the enemy once again. That's not what he did. He had sought the Lord, and when the victory came, he gave God the glory. He gave God the honor and said, the Lord did this. When the Lord blesses your life, it is because God did it. It's because the Lord looked on and He had favor upon us. Lord, thank you. We live in a time, we live in a very selfish, self-focused world. We live in a time where people are trying to be so self-reliant. But you know that stems from pride many times? Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. You blessed me with this. And I give God the praise. Lord, thank you for what you've done. It's very humbling to have God work in your life, isn't it? You know, true people of God, when God blesses you, a true man or a true woman of God is not lifted up or exalted in their opinion. I know it is very humbling to have the Spirit of the Lord come and bless and work. Thank you, Lord. But remember Herod? When Herod was speaking in the book of Acts, Herod was speaking and the people said, oh, it's the voice of a God. It says the angel of the Lord smote him because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten up by worms. He didn't give God the glory. Saints, we need to learn from David's example. Seek the Lord. Inquire of the Lord. Seek His face. And inquire of Him. And give God the glory. I'm trying to decide if it's 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock. There's more to come. Come back this afternoon, would you? You can. I'm going to sit down. David inquired of the Lord, and God gave him victory. And then he gave God glory. Folks, we need the Lord to guide our steps. We haven't gotten to the mulberry tree, but if you will come back this afternoon, Lord willing, we're going to get to the mulberry tree. But God wants to lead each one of us in our life. God has a plan for us. And we sing the song, is it 111, God's way is best. How can I know God's way if I'm depending on my own experience, my own thinking, my own way, my own knowledge, my own understanding? But when we can do as David did and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? You will find, you will be able to look back and say, God's way was best. At the time, maybe I didn't even see it. But as I look back and see it was best, then Lord, help me today in my decisions. Help me today in my choices that I would acknowledge God and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? And when we will do that, folks, the Lord in His time is going to give us the answers that we need. He's going to help us. And when He does, we can say, Lord, thank you. And we can give God the glory. Amen.